The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Friday, June 20th. And it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as we talk poetry. Yes, today is Poetry Day again, and we are continuing to celebrate Bahamians who are doing big and grand things in the poetry scheme, right? Today, as I was coming to the studio, I was reading this Caricom, was it Caricom or Caribbean? Caricom. It's all of the, Commonwealth. That's what it was. This Commonwealth poetry competition where all of the different Commonwealth countries was participating. And I was excited about it. And I said, hey, today I have poetry today. So I have the finalists, the champions.
Grand champions.
The grand champions of the last poetry, Bahamas poetry competition in studio. Mind you, we had some of the persons who were the finalists last time they were here. But now we have people with their gold coats. Gold coats was a big thing to get a gold coat. And they have big trophies too. Mm-hmm. So we have two of the, not finalists. I don't need to move from the word finalists to say champions. Two of the champions are in studio. But the organizer of the whole thing is here, Mr. Jermaine Rowell. Right, and I want him again to give a narrative of this Bahamas poetry competition. Why is this important? Who are these two finalists, two champions here in studio? Where they get this big trophy from? I missed a big showdown the other day when they had all the food.
You missed a lot.
Yes, and it was all over social media. People being talking about it, being highlighted and heralding it that this is a big thing. And this is why I continue to invite them on, because this is not something casual that we need to ignore. These are some of the premier poets in the country who are doing big things internationally and locally, and they need to have their acclaim and they need to have their shout out. And I'm excited to be a part of all of that. So without further ado, let me reintroduce to you Mr. Jermaine Rowell, and to explain the history of the Bahamas poetry competition and its journey to where we are now.
Okay. Good morning, Bahamas. My name is Jermaine Rowell, president of Bahamas Poetry Competition. Bahamas Poetry Competition was born out of a frustration from myself as a poet, looking for avenues where I could use my skill to enter competitions where I could be recognized. When I realized that no one wasn't going to create that competition, I decided to create it myself, and I created a platform where artists can express themselves and be appreciated, not just in word, but in deed. So you have competitors that compete, they receive trophies, certificates, they receive this lavish jacket, the grand champions, they received the gold blazer that we call the golden standard blazer. That's definitely a symbol of prestige. So we want them to feel worthy of praise, because they definitely are.
Okay. So who do we have in studio today?
Today we have in studio in the adult category, Mr. Willard Barr II. He's the grand champion in the adult category.
Congratulations, Mr. Barr.
Yeah, thank you.
Good. This is your first time on radio?
About third.
Oh, good. Because I'd be terrified every time I come in front of this mic. I mean, you seem so cool. That's why just check in. Go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry,
Mr. Okay. Control. Next, we have Mr. Aiden John Davis.
He looks young.
He's young. He's the grand champion in the primary school division.
Okay.
You're what, 10, 11?
I'm 10.
Talk right directly to the mic.
I'm 10.
What's your name again? I'm sorry. I missed it.
Aiden John Davis.
Aiden.
Aiden John Davis.
I love how you give all three names. Let people know who exactly who you are.
We'll mix them up. That's a grand champion in the primary school division.
So I'm expecting to have some reading today.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to start with the primary school. Yeah. But let me, before I start, is this the champion's parent?
Yes.
We got to talk to the parent. Yeah. Definitely. Introduce yourself, because you're in the arts too. I mean, the Orange Economy and stuff like that.
I am. My name is Adelia Major, mother of Aiden John Davis.
Okay. And he is an early person in turn the arts, right? Because he's young and he's participating.
Yes, he is.
Give me the story of that. Why you think he's pursuing this? Why he's excited about it?
I am a music teacher. And in the Catholic system, I usually do theater as well, preparing students for performances. And so many times at home, he sees me preparing things, doing little drama, as well as some things on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So doing little skits, and he watches, and he's fascinated. So he's like, he is more the one who wants to follow in mom's footsteps in terms of the arts.
Yes, I saw a video of him circulating. I'm getting a flashback now where he was reciting his poetry, and he's actually acting it out.
Yes,
right? Who did the recording?
I did the recording.
Oh, okay, you're the producer. Oh, okay. That was nice. That was nice.
Well, it was his idea, but I helped him with the editing.
Yes, I understand.
Because he is a gamer, and anything involving games, he is there for it.
Okay. Let me go back to your son again. Right? Talking directly inside the mic. How did you conclude, or what gave you the inspiration for the particular poem that you put forward to be judged?
Well.
Or tell me what it's about.
It's about video games and about the Lord, how I love the Lord, and you should stay by his side always. And in video game, and like I said again, video games.
Yeah, I see you like video games.
Yeah, yes.
This is off the wall question. Are you Baptist? What church do you go to? You're between two churches, said. No, it's different, because I grew up Baptist, right? I go to Anglican church now. But when I was young, when we said, how I love the Lord, we go, how we love the Lord! You know, I just tried to say the excitement. I like I said, this mic is intimidating, right? But what I'm going to do now is, I know you brought me a piece of poetry, at least the one which you won with, to read. I know you're going to read that with excitement, or recite it with excitement, to let the listening audience say, this is why I won. This is why I got the big award. This is why I wear the gold jacket. So without further ado, I'll have you do that and let you concentrate, get you calmed down. You know, I'm going to record it, by the way. But I need you to perform. You need it. You don't play softball? Softball's a big thing, you know? I need you to hit this poetry thing out of the ballpark now, right? Tell me when you're ready. Got to get your game face on. Use a gamer. Yeah? Yeah, you ready? You sure? I could let you do it now. Go ahead. You do this poetry now and own it. Own it. Speak directly inside the mic. In fact, hold the mic like this, like if you're a DJ, and then do your reciting thing.
Level Up with the Goodness of God by Aiden John Davis. I grab my controller, all ready to play. But first, I gotta give thanks for another beautiful day. Life's like a game with battles and quests, and God's my power-up because he is simply the best. When I'm feeling down or feeling kind of weak, God gives me strength. It is him who I seek. Through every level, he is guiding me through. With wisdom and love, his power is true. Boss fights come, but I have no fear. God got my back. Every day of the year. Faith is my weapon. My Bible is the guide. With prayer and trust, I'll never have to hide. Coins and treasures. Yes, I know they are cool, but God's love outshines them like a high-level jewel. His blessings stack up like combo moves in a game. When you experience his goodness, you will never feel the same. So press start with God and don't ever hit pause. Level up with him daily and let him take charge. Through every battle, every jump, and every run, with God by my side, the game will always be won.
I love it. And the reason why I love it, because when you say level up, I can actually hear the sound go, boop, 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 boop. And I can actually envision it, right? Back in the Mario Brothers type player.
Yeah. And the mushroom.
And mushroom. Yeah. I can picture the level up going, boop, 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 boop. Yeah, so I enjoy that. Why did you choose gaming for, I mean, I know you're a gamer, but to be the focus of your poetry, and then you include the Lord, I mean, again, to be the focus of your life, but to fuse it. What would come over you to say, I can fuse two of these topics together? Why did you decide to do it?
Well, since I really liked video games a lot, I play a lot of video games, and I love the Lord. But I read the Bible at school and at home. So I thought, why not make a video game out of the Lord?
That makes sense.
Yeah,
that's that new Pentecostal type religion. You know, making everything more than, I appreciate it. So, Mom, you're a teacher, right? I'm coming back to you, and you grab the mic, right?
Yes, I am.
In the Bahamas, at least the whole Caribbean, and by extension the Western Hemisphere, there are concerns about boys being active, pursuing these literal arts and pursuing education, right? How important is it for how boys practice their writing, expressing themselves? Because they say, these whole things back, man. We don't show no emotions at all. Well, and now you have a boy child who, besides showing emotions, he's writing about his emotions. And then you being a teacher and seeing the frustrations and the hiccups that we do have, right? What can we do? How important is it to make sure they young boys express themselves? And he competes against a lot of young girls and beat them out, right?
Representation is very important, very important. And I feel like competitions such as the poem competition be entered, things like this, you have to have more platforms like this to encourage young writers, both male and female, to enter. Because if I didn't know about the competition until his teacher sent it to all the parents.
Oh, that's good.
And so when I saw it, I brought it to his attention. At first, he was not excited about it. I'll admit, he was not excited. Then I said, think about it. It's goodness of God. And then he was blank. He was like, but for me, I like to play video games. I said, well, why not tie it in together? And so after hearing that, then he got all excited. And that took on a different spin. So in terms of reaching young boys, I think finding their interest and all that is very important. And also providing platforms for them. And for them to actually see men inside the field doing that same craft and all that. Because a lot of times these things, you see a lot of females entering things. So when they see a male figure doing that, they'd be like, you know what? Okay, that doesn't make me any less manly by doing it. And so I'm sure you have a lot of male poets out there who, I don't know if they're even aware if they are poets, but never considered the idea of even entering.
You have a lot of rappers out there.
Right, right. Okay, but that's all music is in terms of writing a song. It's poetry put to music. So like you said, we have a lot of rappers out there. Maybe we need to have some also, besides just poem competitions, rapping competition as well, you know, give them a
theme.
Right.
Yes, especially as we celebrate Bahamas independence. And so before I go back to Mr. Roll, right, we have a caller who wants to engage us. And then, of course, I go to Mr. Barr, right? Because I'm excited. Because one of my favorite poets was a finalist, and you beat him out. I wouldn't know what kind of poet you is to beat my favorite, you know? So I'm kind of excited about that, to make your acquaintance. But let's go to this caller first. Everyone have their mics? Okay. Go ahead, Carla. Garden Radio AM. We're talking about to the Bahamas Poetry Competition, and these are the two grand champions. We had a primary school division and an adult division. And Mr. Rowe, remind me, this was national, right?
This was national. We had approximately 9 islands competing in the competition, so we had hundreds of entries coming in.
And these are the two finalists.
These are the two finalists.
Look at that. Let's go to the caller. Garden Radio AM.
Congratulations. I had a question. I mean, I want to get their view on the Prime Minister saying that poetry is not a real job. You know, I heard him on the radio speaking about these things and encouraging young people to do it. But if the prime minister is saying being a poet is not a real job, I'm not being trapsy. I want to get their view and their opinion.
I can have the organizer, Jermaine Rowe, respond
to
that.
I want to get their view on that because that's two conflicting messages from them and the prime minister. And to encourage young people, what would they say?
Thank you very much, caller, for the trapsy question. I'm going to let Mr. Rule deal with that trapsy question. He's saying, your prime minister ain't interested in the orange economy.
Yeah.
And what you doing right now? Hey, really?
Yeah, that was very trapsy.
You jumped in too. Man.
And I'm not going to even respond to the prime minister part. But what I would say is that literature forms the basis of just about any occupation that you could think of. If you think about the movie industry, if you think about Parliament, how are they going to make any laws without any words written on paper? Any industry that you could think of. Think of an industry that doesn't have literature in it and get back to me because I don't think it exists.
I'll let Mr. Barr, the grand champion for the adults, test that. I even beat him more. Besides, he responded to that. You think you can make a living off this? Because I know you have a real job. This poetry is side. It's not chicken. It's rice. It's a side, man. It's coleslaw. Poetry is coleslaw. Can you make money off of poetry? But go ahead. Answer the gentleman from the caller.
Well, I would say that poetry is more of a purpose than just a job. It isn't really... the focus of it isn't to make money. If you go into poetry thinking about, like, I'm trying to make money, you're going to be disappointed. But if you go into poetry saying that you're trying to move people, you're trying to move the thought,
mm-hmm.
that is the most important thing. Because the most important, I would say, is to give that influence to our children, to everyone, even our old folks who believe that they're too old to do something. But when they hear a poem that touched their heart, touched their mind, and sparked fire inside of them, that's the purpose of basically poetry, to spark fire in the mind that promotes change.
Yeah, poetry is supposed to inspire. That's what art does. Art inspires others. So if you have one writer that sparks another writer, it sets off a domino effect. And that right there is priceless.
I have a friend. I was just trying to search for a name to give a reference on the show. But she's in Europe now touring. Poetry is all she does. She's Bahamian, by the way. And in fact, she went to school and got a degree in poetry and performing arts. Mm. And I said, that can't be a degree. Who goes to school? Now she has a bachelor's degree in performing arts and poetry. Mm. And now she travels around the Caribbean and Europe in competitions and win competitions, and that's where her income comes in. And I was joking when I said my poetry is a side dish, it's not the main course. And of course, there's always Michael Obadiah Smith, his profession is just poet. He stopped all the jobs and said, man, I am a poet. I'm a Bahamian poet, right? But without further ado, I'm champion Mr. Barr's poetry that outdone my cousin, my friend, Gomez, right, to say you are the grand champion. So I'm kind of excited. I'm going to sit back. I'm sure I'm going to enjoy this. Hopefully you brought two pieces because, I mean, I won't hear. Oh, see, God is good. Yeah, I get a treat today. So let's read with one overall.
Okay, no problem. This piece is called Queen of the Garden, and the theme of it is the strength of a woman. When God took her from the man's rib during a deep slumber, she knew then that they would sleep on her. Skin soft as pillows, heart a resting place to replenish. When his gaze sparked with wonder, she knew that she would shock the world. Boom, clang, clang, clank. Boom, clang, clang, clank. Built from ribs and flesh, she is a refinery of love. Lifted, sifted, gifted, she is mankind in its purest form. The grand finale, the chef's kiss of creation. She is woman, God's solution to a man's problem. She is a problem solver. Listen and gain insight. Her lips plump like fresh fruit spill wisdom. Pluck her words, taste their pulp and be made whole. Behold, she is woman, the apple of his eye. She is where resilience sprouts with grace, where strength and dignity buds laughter. The shoreline where humility caresses fierceness. Her touch as gentle as petals, yet grasp as strong as roots. She will not let you go. She is lover and fighter. Do not raise your voice or hand at her unless it is to pay respect. She can raise children or raise hell. You decide. Her heart has withstood the test of time. What can she not bear except the sound of a woeful cry? Sown with compassion, her embrace clothes the broken. Birthed from surgery, her soul heals the wounded. She is a woman, nurturer of destiny. Come, drink, be nourished at her rivers of resourcefulness. Let your uniqueness bloom like flowers and color the wind. No city conquered, no mile ran, no mountain climbed can outmatch the perseverance of a woman. The strength of a woman is her faith. The strength of a woman is her care. The strength of a woman is her stride. The strength of a woman is her love. She is woman, queen of the garden.
You're reading around my wife. I just let you know. It caused problems. She already around me and said, how come you don't write nothing for me? And then you come with something like that. The strength of woman, top of gardening tech. No.
I do weddings.
You do weddings? Okay, that's good. Let me give a shout out. This gentleman do weddings. And so you could actually hire him to come and perform at private events. And you can hear such poetry as that. And that's a profession too. When I was in school in the United States, they had spoken word poets whose job it was to come and perform at various events. And I'm sure that's a opportunity for Bahamians too, just to come and perform. How long have you been writing poetry?
I've been writing poetry for the past 7 years, but I started out actually writing raps. And eventually I shifted into poetry. And it's been like a very beautiful process.
Mm.
Yeah, so I've been writing poetry for 7 years.
But why you switch? I mean, we love rappers. I'm a Jay-Z fan. I'm an Eminem fan. Why, so man, I ain't doing that no more, right? I'm going to go do poetry instead.
I think that poetry is like easier to produce. You can do it like a cappella. Like we're not going to be listening to a lot consistently. Like we need that beat. We need the beat. Whereas poetry, I could just start writing. It's free.
Mm.
It can be a cappella with music, all of the above.
Mm.
And so it was like I said, you know what? I'm gonna go into poetry and explore that avenue to its very depths. Poetry can be writing. You could write devotions.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Devotional poetry. So, like I said, poetry is a purpose. It's more of a calling.
It's a calling
than just a job. But you can make significant amount of money. I want to also say that.
I want to talk about this can make significant amount of money because I acclimated that I need money to build 2-story houses and things, right? Were you able to make money off of your poems yet?
I have made money by selling my poetry book on Amazon.
You have a poetry book?
Oh, yes.
And you didn't bring none to... Anyway, go ahead. I like gifts. Mr. Rogue can tell you, I like things.
It's an ebook on Amazon called The Time of Your Life, How to Win Life's Battles by Sir Willard Barr. That's my stage name, Sir Willard Barr. It's in the book section of Amazon.
Is that poetry?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. What's the name and title again?
The Time of Your Life,
okay.
How to Win Life's Battles by Sir Willard Barr.
Sounds inspirational.
It is. Okay. It is. And it was written under great, I would say, divine conviction.
Mm.
Yeah. And also, I've been asked to perform different places, like at restaurants.
Tell me about that.
It was very... I had a friend who's been in the composure community for a while,
mm-hmm.
and he was saying that this restaurant was looking for a poet. He couldn't make it. He's asking, can I do it?
Okay, nice.
Right. And I went and I did it, gave them a fee, and it was like, okay, sure, do 3 pieces, and that was that.
Mind you, I know there's a poetry community here in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily a part of that community. I'm old now, mm-hmm. right, retired. But there are circuits that you can go to perform. Have you move around to various circuits performing poetry where people say, I know him, that's Bar. Bar is good for this, right? Is that happening inside the Bahamas?
Yeah, there's a annual open mic that happens called Miscellaneous Poetry Tour.
Yeah.
And I normally go to that. And when the host is like introducing, he's like, this person has performed multiple times. Get ready to be blessed. Yes.
Is there room for like a poetry circuit in the Bahamas? When I was in college, the university, I gone to Drifter College, but I mean, the university I went to, right? There were events and people travel for miles to sit down and hear. We do this clipping type thing and people performed. But I'm not sure if we are culturally matured enough here in the Bahamas to do that. Is that happening here in the Bahamas?
It is. It's just a matter of it becoming more popular, but it is like there's a monthly poetry slam that happens every last Wednesday of each month
at
Tuga.
Yeah.
Cable Beach, Tuga Restaurant.
Somebody's called Tuga Restaurant. You know, but that
your cousin operates at Andrew Gomez.
Okay. You need to invite me, but I like free things.
Yeah.
So when I come and I expect. Go ahead. Sorry.
So, yes, there's that. That happens monthly. To the
you get money too?
You get money.
I might need to come out there and show you what I made of.
Hey, and bring your wife and let she'll.
Yeah. But then she want me to write something about her. Then that's the type of woman she is.
You might win.
Yeah, but you can take the money. All my money is hers.
Okay.
You know? Okay. Then I have to ask, can I get some of this back?
Ah.
So when I win things, I can't have around.
Understood.
But I understand. But invite me so I can come and perform.
Right.
But I'm impressed that there is a local poetry circuit, and then there are behemoths who participate and then journey out to these places.
Right.
And then that you're all making money.
Yes.
And being employed.
Yes.
Yeah. I always thought poetry is like a part-time thing.
It doesn't have to be. It's all based on the mind, what the mindset is.
Mm.
If people tell you poetry is part-time and you believe it, it will always be part-time. But if you get really creative, like how I say, you could write devotional poetry. All of us love to read a good morning devotion to inspire us to get through these hard trials inside of our lives. And so when you start thinking about it like that, like, I can do that. And you do it and it takes off eventually. You will start to see the blessings. You know, God say your gift will make room for you.
Mm.
But you have to make room for your gift. That's the thing. You have to put in that
I like
effort.
That. You have to make room for your gift.
Right.
Yes.
You have to let your gift take off. Don't say I'm in the Bahamas and we're just a small country. I always hate when people say we're a small country.
Mm.
I always say we're big as our moves. I hate people saying that we're a small country. The country called, I think it's Monaco, if that's the correct pronunciation.
Monaco and Monaco. Go ahead.
They're filled with millionaires and billionaires. They don't call themselves a small country. And they have like, what, maybe 30,000 people? It's the mindset.
Mm.
It's the mindset. Do never call, I don't know why we do that, but we're not a small country.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to be focused on the size. Just focus on our mindset.
But that being said, let me ask Mr. Roll, right?
Yes,
we all are creatives in studio,
yes, sir.
Right? Where do you see the orange economy? Where do you see poetry, especially your poet, in the Bahamas? What can government, what would you recommend to government and the powers that be to help you out, to help fellow poets out, right? Make space for them. Now, you have the platform now, so you get a whole 3 minutes worth of talking to sell this idea to those who are listening, saying, this is what we need. I'm begging you, help me out. Go ahead.
Yeah, my former officer in charge, Mr. Richardson, always used to tell me, the biggest room in the house is the room for improvement. So there's always room for improvement in the orange economy. A lot of these creatives, they only need avenues and platforms where they could actually, they're not looking for handouts. They just want a platform. If they get the platform, if there's events set up where persons can perform, whether it's singing, whether it's dancing, whether it's poetry, they just want the opportunity to display themselves, to show what they're worth. They're not asking for handouts. They just want platforms. So we create the platforms like
who is to create this platform? Just like Bar said, once you get the platform, you can perform. But I want to know who is responsible for it. Or you are taking that responsibility on, like how Gomez take that responsibility on. But I want to know, we have some of the richest people living inside of the Bahamas. Lifeaki, what about the places is? Albany and so on. The money is here. They like arts. They like go to recitals and musicals and stuff like that. But it don't seem like they want to help you out. Why is that? How can you get the money from there? Because they have spare money.
Honestly, if I knew how to get the money from them, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. So that's a mystery. I haven't cracked this yet. This year was the biggest sponsorship drive that I've had.
Talk about that.
Thanks to the Department of Culture, the Royal Bahamas Police Force, Proactive Skills Developers, Miss Alexia B. Coakley. She's a lecturer at BTVI. She sort of vision in that, and as well as the Police Staff Association. All of them, they poured into this event to make sure it was successful. And honestly, without them, it would not have been successful. And I'm looking to try to get more sponsors on, because there's a division that wasn't run this year, the high school division, and that's because there just wasn't enough funding to support that this year.
What do you need it funded for? How much money do you need, so?
This event is not really cheap. All the top three competitors, they walk away with cash prizes. All the finalists, they're given trophies, certificates. There's an award ceremony. They get the grand champions. They get the gold blazers. That's a status symbol. So it's not cheap. It's not a cheap event. Even the online platforms, the advertisement, all of that, it takes funding. So that's why we need the funding. And I appeal to Corporate Bahamas, whoever's out there, if you do see the vision in supporting creatives in this country, you could reach out to me via email, via Facebook, Bahamas Poetry Competition, on the website or the Facebook page. My phone number, 434-1365. My email, that's rollgermaine, rollegermaine, @hotmail.com. You could reach out to me. Let me know if you're interested in being a sponsor. And you will get your return on the sponsorship, because right now our YouTube page gets a whole lot of views. And if an ad is attached to one of those views, we've had more than 25,000 plus views on that channel within the last 2 months. So they can get a return. But I'm looking for assistance from Corporate Bahamas.
When is the next big poetry event? I mean, in terms of the competition again. You have one next year? Are you working towards it?
I want to. I want to have an event next year. That's my plan. I always plan to have it, and depending on sponsorship.
So sponsorship would make or break it.
Yes, that will determine whether I have it or not.
I need to call people in Life of Key and say, man, we need help. Life we need
Key,
support.
Life of Key, Albany, Port of Ski, don't matter.
Wherever it is.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. But mind you, your event is the largest in the Bahamas. I mean, you're known for this competition. This is not a Ricky Dink competition, right? I've seen people abroad talk about it. This is the competition of the Bahamas. And I'm hopefully that the government will endorse you in terms of support to say, well, this is our official competition because you have the experience in it. Right. I see that we're doing a Independence Day.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Competition. Yes. Yes. And hopefully in the future, they'll partner with you and see how far we can go. But I need one more poetry, One poem.
I have one.
Okay, good. So it's all up to you now, Ba. Now, I know if you're going to be describing women, because my wife listens. She just texts me. See who this Ba guy is, right? So try not. Right after commercial, we can take this quick commercial break first, right?
No problem.
Try not to get my wife too excited that I have to write again. But this is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We have the Grand Champions for the Bahamas Poetry Competition. We have the organizer in studio, who is Mr. Jermaine Roll, and he's giving us the journey for the competition, and we're highlighting the two finalists, right? And we're talking about the future of it. We have one more poem by Mr. Barr, who is grand champion for the adults category. So right after this commercial, we're going to come back and enjoy his poetry. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back.
Call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's time to give away a cruise. Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel wants to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade off the seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right. No visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. Number one, fill out the form in the NASA Guardian. Number two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Number three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Number four, or make a purchase at any Going Places. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. Drawing will be taking place on July 4th, 2025. So you know what that means? Pack your bags and get ready to soak up the sun and feel the ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We have the grand champion for the Bahamas Poetry Competition in studio, Mr. John Davis. Mr. Barr, what's your first name again?
Willard
Barr. And of course, the organizer is here in studio, Mr. Jermaine Roll. I know you have an independence poem for me to read, Mr. Barr. But tell me your journey on how you get to join this competition.
Well, in the very first competition of 2018... I entered it, and I got honorable mention, and I decided, I was happy. I was happy. I wasn't distraught or anything like that. I was more so encouraged to keep going. That's when, because that was the very first year I ever started to write poetry. Then afterwards, 2019, I entered again, but I didn't make it this time, and I still wanted to enter in 2021. I was going to enter, but I didn't feel like the standard to which I was writing was not up to par. And so I say, you know what, I'm not going to enter in this one. And even in 2023, they only had a, primary school division. And my niece won grand champion for that.
Oh, nice.
And so I was right there with like full smiles. It wasn't like, you know, like how sometimes people can feel a way like, wow, my niece doing better in type poetry than me. She just reached on this earth. Because she was the youngest. She was 7 at the time. Not at all. I was extremely happy, extremely elated. And like it was to show that, like, always promote, like, the younger generation. Like, don't ever try to keep it back or to hate or to feel any type of way. And 2025, the moment came where my writing has matured. I prayed about it, and the inspiration came. And I wrote Queen of the Garden, and I put my soul into it, mm-hmm. and put God's soul into it. Mm-hmm. And
that's what came up.
The moment came up.
Birth. Yes, creation. Okay. Let's read this Independence Day poem.
Yes, this piece is called March On. I just recently wrote. March on, Bahama land. When the melody fades and the banners fall, let the words still chant within your soul. March on, Bahama land. When the thumping of feet softens and the dust has settled, let the movement echo and pound in your heart. March on, Bahama land. When the rout has ended and the sky undresses its light, remember that flight has just begun. March on. Do not let the sun set on progress. Remain inflamed with passion. Always keep the light. Always keep the fight. For if anyone loses the ability to struggle, they lose the ability to stride. No struggle, no stride. March on, Bahama land. When the rallies retreat and the voices vanish. Rally strength and shout for justice. Never allow the trampling of freedom. Injustice to one can become injustice to all. So march on forever. For it is better to march for miles than to give your enemy an inch. March on, Bahamaland. Thank you.
That's a clarion call. We need to continue to march on. March on, Bahamaland. And I was, I tend to remember the world marks our manner, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. People watching us.
Right.
And you got to continue to march on. Before I have Mr. Roll conclude, let me go back to Mr. Davis. How did you feel receiving your jacket, your gold jacket?
I felt amazed and surprised at the same time.
Do you wear your jacket any place? Or just it's an official jacket? I'm going out to do poetry now. I can put on this jacket.
I put it on sometimes. I put it on like special days.
Because I wore my jacket, but I ain't going to no competition. That's what I'm trying to say. So I need to start writing something. But how was the award ceremony? All those people there, and then they announce your name. And the winner and the grand champion is John Davis. And how did you feel?
I felt amazed. And
Did you thought he was going to win?
I fought just a bit.
Yeah? Were you nervous at any time?
Kind of.
Yeah, I would be nervous. All those people there, because there's scores of people there.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Rule.
Yes, sir.
Moving forward, I know we were talking earlier on what we need to do as a society, what our government needs to do as a government to support the orange economy, and in this particular instance, poets. Right. In the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Give me some ideas, say out loud, what you can see us doing or see poets doing.
Okay. I spoke with a previous talk show host when I was on, God bless the dead, Daryl Miller's show. We were talking about getting Bahamian poets into the school system. Nothing inspires others more than seeing persons like them achieve something that they want to do.
Mm.
So if we could see other Bahamians like ourselves
succeeding,
being used in school, then they have the idea, I can do that too. I can do that too. It empowers people. So I think everyone always talks about adding this to the curriculum, adding that to the curriculum. But there's a lot of content that's in our education system in terms of literature that's practically definitely not Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there could be a substitution of Bahamian content that's just as good or better.
How important it is to make recordings, leave a mark of what you produce that people can read it, experience it. How important is that?
You know, I never saw the importance of doing it until I actually did it. And then I thought about my children, my daughter, Charity, Ajane, Trendon, my son, Trend, sorry. I thought about them. And when I'm gone, that's something that they could say, yeah, my dad did this.
Mm-hmm.
This is what my dad left. This is how my dad was thinking at this time. This is something that I can look back on and say, this is a treasure that I can keep. That's a part of him that will live on after he's gone.
Mm. My deceased uncle asked me if I want to be remembered after I transition, right? Mm-hmm. I said, of course. You say, it's an African quote he gave, right? Say, eternal life is being remembered for a long period of time. And I said, how can I get this eternal life, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, write a book. Right? You write a book, leave a mark, and 20 years from now, someone would pick it up and say, I wonder who the C.A. Nuri is. Yeah. 100 years from now, someone might pick up that same book and say, man, this C.A. Nuri who wrote this was profound. And now I've lived 100 years beyond my transition. So I say, if you want to live forever,
true,
you need to write a book, leave a mark, do something great, right? So I believe in that. I believe in writing and leaving a legacy. But continue, Mr. Rowe.
Yes, sir. Like I was saying, how we just need, and I hate to repeat, but the platforms and avenues, like I was mentioning about the school system, if we could get poets in the school, if we could get them, even if there's a special assembly, you invite poets to perform. You don't know who you are touching. You don't know who you are inspiring. But even if you just reach one person, when I wrote my first book, I didn't particularly feel that it was great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But just hearing the feedback from persons who were inspired and persons who like it, and I was like, you like that one? Like, that's not even one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. But like I say, you don't know who you're touching with your words. So just be used, be inspired, continue to allow your creativity to flow, and let that inspire others that come behind you.
What about you, Mr. Bass spoke of rejection. You participated and you didn't actually win.
Yes.
One of my concerns, one of my fears was when I was writing poetry. I said, man, these people didn't like it. I write again, the Pui magazine. Pui didn't accept one of my poems yet. I just write the Pui almost every year after year after year. Yeah. But the idea is they give an outline on what they expect.
Yeah.
And every year I improved. I improve enough to get in the buoy. But I mean, improve the craft and say, this right here is a good piece, worthy of recognition, worthy of being read,
yeah.
Right? I know that Mr. Baez spoke on to that. But before we go, because we like 3 more minutes leave, right? Where can I find you, Mr. Baez, in terms of experiencing your work, in terms of on the circuit, recommend this to the audience who may be interested in poetry or to write or to record. Give some advice in regards to that.
Well, to the part about the rejection, I just want to respond to that to say that when you write fully under inspiration, more so than for validation, like write fully. To one audience, you're not good enough. To the next audience, you're the greatest thing they've ever heard. And so you must always just stay true to yourself whenever you put a pen to paper or your hand on the keyboard and you start typing. You can find me on Facebook as Sir Willard Barr. And you can find me on YouTube and Instagram as Sir Willard Barr. And like I say, my poetry collection book, which is a Christian poetry book, is called The Time of Your Life, How to Win Life's Battles, on Amazon by Sir Willard Barr. And you look in the book section.
Okay, good. Thank you very much, Mr. Rowan. I always appreciate you bringing people for me to interview, especially regarding poetry and stuff like that.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, definitely. I promise to make sure I make room for you, because the Bahamas need more ports. I'm making a quick quip for the caller who called yesterday. Today earlier, where poetry is a real job. Yeah. But the Bahamas need more poets, right? And people can write and express themselves in literature. I want to read that Guardian Media Group and on Going Places Travel wants to take you on a 7-day cruise for 4 to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on the Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part. No visa is required. That's right. No visa is required. You have 4 ways to enter, 4 ways to win. 1, fill out the form in the National Guardian, which a lot of people have been doing. 2, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9, which everyone in the Bahamas listens to or traditionally. Follow us. 3, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. 4, or make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27, 2025. Drawing is on July 4th, 2025. So pack your bags, get ready to soak up the sun and feel that ocean breeze. You and 3 loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by The Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Of course, certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities are not included. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app.
Nassau, Bahamas.